Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We are talking all things camping. And if you have missed our previous guests, we've had some really great tips and comments and stories and all kinds of good information. But as always, you're not out of luck because you can go online to our archives on our website at www.travelbagswithanita.com and listen to our show there. Now, our guests have shared lots of great information on getting us started, but our next guest is going to tell us all about RVs, campers, tents, and all of that type of equipment that you will need to get your camping going. We have with us Joel Klein, who is the general manager of Camping Rural RV Sales of Atlanta, right here in Oakwood. He's right nearby, so you don't have to go far to get that camper. Joel, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, thank you for coming on. Now, tell us, I've been to your store, so I've seen all of those options that you have there. So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about what are some of the various types of camping structures other than tents? I think we all know about that, but
sure.
Include tents in that. Tell us what are all the structures we can use when we camp.
No problem. You know, we try to cater to the whole gamut of campers, starting from pop-ups all the way to luxury diesel motorhomes. We would love to sell everyone three or four or five campers in their camping careers. So a lot of folks want to start out with a pop-up and see if they enjoy it first,
mm-hmm.
and try to get in camping inexpensively. And then they'll graduate up into a bigger unit or a nicer unit and go from there. But we sell pop-ups and travel trailers and fifth wheels, Class C motorhomes, which are typically on a van chassis and smaller and more compact. And we sell Class A motorhomes that are gas motorhomes, but more like a bus-style motorhome.
Wow.
And then we sell diesel motorhomes as well, which are the luxury buses.
Now, you mentioned pop-up. So what exactly is a pop-up for those folks who are just starting out?
Sure. A pop-up is basically it's a camper that has a hard shell on the bottom and a hard shell on the top, and then it cranks up, or it has a power lift that separates the two halves of the shell with canvas in between, and has beds that pop out either end. And so when it's set up, you've got a couple of beds and a sofa or a dinette and a little compact refrigerator, maybe an air conditioner, maybe not, depending on what model you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really easy to tow and really easy to park. You can park them in your garage, which is another reason they may start, camping, because they can keep it in their garage. But it's a really cool little contraption that pops up and down whenever you're camping and storing.
Now, would that include the need for us to then bring things for a camp fire to cook? Or how would that work? How would cooking and preparing meals work with
pop-ups,
that?
Most pop-ups come with what they call an RVQ grill, which is it's a detachable LP gas grill that mounts to the exterior of the pop-up on a rail and then stores away whenever you're traveling. So they simply connect the grill to the bracket on the exterior of the pop-up, hook up your LP, and then you've got a gas grill right there cooking. But that does not, of course, keep you from building a fire so you can roast marshmallows later.
Oh, I like that part. That's what I remember about camping as a kid, was those marshmallows roasting on the fire. Now, if someone wants to just try out camping, can we rent tents or RVs and pop-ups from you?
We can rent. We rent RVs out of our Woodstock location in Marietta, they typically only rent motorhomes. However, there's just a lot less. There's no hitch equipment involved in renting a motorhome. So yes, we do, to answer your question, motorhomes in Woodstock.
Okay. What's the time period people usually rent them for? 2 days, 3 days, a week?
It's either usually a weekend or a week or as long as 2 weeks, but the majority of the rental business, believe it or not, is European folks flying over, renting an RV for as long as 3 months and touring the country and then going home.
Wow. Joel, this is Ida. Can you just explain to our listeners what an RV lifestyle is? I know it probably is a... you have to have a certain personality to really get the most out of it. So what is the lifestyle of someone who would have an RV?
That's a great question. You know, I think that the RV lifestyle can pertain to nearly any personality type. It really depends on what you like and, you know, what you're used to. But the RV lifestyle is really a sense of freedom. You're not attached. You can go anywhere you want. You're fully self-contained in most cases. You're not relying on exterior power sources. You don't have to stay in any one place for very long. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the freedom, you meet people along the road from, you know, town to town if you are, you know, an avid camper. And, you know, campers tend to stick together.
Yeah, it's like a little community.
Do things together.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I think the lifestyle is just a sense of freedom and being able to do whatever you want when you want.
Wow. Yeah,
one of our nation's Supreme Court judges, Justice Clarence Thomas, does a lot of RV camping.
Mm. No kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I plan on doing it myself. I do camp quite a bit during the year. I'm a weekend warrior, is what they call, you know, people who go out 1 or 2 days a week or a year, a few times a year. But I definitely want to hit the road one day and just go.
And Joel, I don't camp, but it sounds like the pop-up would be a good starter, you know, for someone who's new to camping. Would you agree with that?
I would to some extent. You know, a pop-up may not necessarily give you a traditional camping feel. I mean, a pop-up is really going to be a lot like tent camping. It's mm-hmm. There's not a lot of insulation. There's not a lot of bells and whistles or luxuries to go along with pop-up camping.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we do a lot of business with smaller campers. Campers that can be towed by half-ton trucks or SUVs,
oh, okay.
And which allows you to get into a camper with a traditional bathroom, with a real bathroom and a shower and a sink and an air conditioner and a bigger refrigerator and a furnace and everything that you need and everything that you could want, with bigger slide-out rooms and more space. So, you know, if you like to rough it and like being, you know, just outdoors, then a mm-hmm. pop-up may be the way to start. But if you're more of, you know, like most people, I would say, as they like to go camping, they want certain amounts of luxuries to go along with it. So a small travel trailer would probably be the ticket.
Sounds good.
So you tell us something about Good Sam?
Yes, Good Sam is our parent company and is synonymous with RVs, recreational insurance, and the RV lifestyle. So, you know, Camping World and Good Sam go hand in hand. We work together really well. It's a very strong brand. People know Good Sam as an RV insurance that they can buy, kind of like AAA for RVers. But it doesn't stop there. You know, we offer Good Sam's Elite memberships to every customer that buys from Camping World, an RV from Camping World, which is not a membership that you can buy. It's given to customers who buy RVs specifically, which allows them certain luxuries, you know, because they do business with us.
That sounds very interesting. It does sound like it's definitely a network. Well, Joe, this has been very interesting. Can you quickly tell us how folks can get in touch with you online or there at the store?
Sure, absolutely. I would love for everyone to visit our website, which is campingworldofatlanta.com, where they can reach us by giving us a call at 800-232-9620.
Well, thanks so much. It's been great having you on the show, and I'm sure some folks are going to come by and check it out. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This has been a great show. Thanks, everyone, for listening in, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN, AM 550 and 102.9 FM. Bye-bye.